In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody that's here today with a blessing of the Lord on your life, it is because of God's mercy. Because of God's mercy. Hallelujah. Where would we be without the mercy of the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're just dust. And we're a needy people. A needy people. Aren't you glad that God can supply your need according to his riches and glory? Hallelujah. He's a good God. We're here because he's good. Hallelujah. We're quite pathetic within ourselves. That's right. Where would we be without the Lord? But I'm glad. I'm glad that we're here today. And I'm glad Jesus loves us. He looks beyond our faults. He sees our needs. And I thank him for that today. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. So good to have all of our guests here today. We want you to be blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto all thy understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Hallelujah. That's a powerful scripture, set of scriptures there. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord, lean not into thine own heart. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not into thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you today. We thank you for your word. We pray for your blessing and anointing to be upon the word of the Lord today. We pray for divine help to be in this pulpit today. We give you praise and all the glory. In the lovely name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. You can be seated. God so blessed me to be raised in a Pentecostal home, raised knowing the truth. The early age of 8 years old, receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. 64 years old right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've had the Holy Ghost for 52 years. Hallelujah. Been trying to preach with the help of God and the blessing of God. Right now, around 48 years, God has been with me. And bless me. I have never learned enough. I've never observed enough. I've never been taught enough about God to become independent of his help and of his support. It's a 24-hour a day protection and support. And we don't need to be without his presence a moment. A moment. I need him as much or more today than I've ever needed him. Probably more. I feel like I need him more today than I have ever needed him in all my life. And I believe in reality this is the case of every person that's in this building today. That we need the Lord very much. I am the first to say that I am a dependent. I'm a dependent. I was praying right here in this church, walking around this building, when the word dependent came. Simple word. At tax time becomes a very important word. But anyway, I am a dependent. Hallelujah. If God has a file that he's filing on, he's going to have to file me as a dependent. I'm sure he'll claim that anything worth anything is because of him. The Lord has been good to us. We have nothing to pride ourselves in. Hallelujah. We have nothing to cause us to strut and think we're better than anybody else, because we are dependents on the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a song, "If God Never Touches Me Again, If He Never Touches Me Again, I'm Still Gonna Praise His Name." Please don't be too quick on that amen, because it's not the truth. Hallelujah. If God never touches me again, I'm still going to praise his name. I don't believe that anymore. I don't believe it anymore, really and truly. I know what the intent is all about, and I know that's the reason several people said amen. It's just not the way it is. God gets involved, deeply involved in our life and in what we need. And so for me to keep going, he's got to touch me again. I said, he's got to touch me again if we're going to keep going. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And so I know there's people that you feel like you got a made-up mind this morning. And you need to do your best to have a made-up mind. You need to be determined about this living for God more than you've been determined about anything else in life. We need to be determined about serving the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to have a determination. Hallelujah. And we need to be willing to make an eternal decision if God will help us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to have a determination. We need to make a decision. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If God doesn't continue to touch us, can we go on? No, we can't go on. Acts chapter 7, verse 28. It's in him that we live and move and have our being. Hallelujah. If it's not in him, then we're not gonna amount to much. We're not gonna amount to anything. But it is in him that we live. Is any life in this building today? If there is, it's because he's here today. It is in him that we live and that we move and that we have our being. I don't know about you, but I want to survive this trip I'm on. I want to make it at any cost. I have no intentions of turning around, but I understand that I'm going to have him and his influence if I continue. Hallelujah. We sing a song, "I have decided to follow Jesus." And that's a good decision to make. But you're not going to be able to make that decision unless you're a dependent. You're going to have to depend on him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's wonderful when people think they can make a decision, they can settle it, and everything's going to be all right. Whether Jesus is in it or not, I'm going to finish the course. I don't believe that's going to be the case, because we are dependents. Titus chapter 3 and verse 5, "Not by the works of righteousness." Isn't that pretty clear about what we're doing and trying to do to be right and be good? Not according to righteousness, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he has saved us. It's because of his mercy that we're here today. I said it's because of his mercy that we are here today. We have put everything in his hands. Hallelujah. We're not the driver. We're not the backseat driver. We're just here. And if we'll let God, God's going to bless us and God's going to save us, and we're going to get to the other side, because we realize that in us there is nothing. Hallelujah. But it is in him that we live and we move and we have our being. Hallelujah. I was so dependent when I first called to God as an 8-year-old child. I was so dependent. I didn't understand a lot about what was going on. There was a feeling of hopelessness and lostness. Hallelujah. With nothing that I had this dependency. Hallelujah. I got to a place I was altogether sufficient within myself. And I thought I had everything going for me because of me and what I was doing. I want to tell you, we're not altogether sufficient. Hallelujah. God is altogether sufficient. There is none of this focusing on how good you are when you come to an altar that ever works. I just about quit trying to talk to people until they can settle down. When they are in an altar and they need God and they got trouble in their life, but they start trying to compare themselves with somebody else, how much better I am than somebody else. You're not going to get anything from God doing that. You're not going to keep reminding yourself, you know, well, I'm pretty good. You know, I am a pretty good guy. Forget about being a pretty good guy. That has nothing to do with being saved. It has everything to do with being saved if we commit ourselves to the Lord and give ourselves to Him and understand that we're nothing but a piece of clay, and that's all that we are. And we are tempted to go against God, and we are tempted sometimes not to obey the will of God. But we need to wake up and realize if we're going to be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am so dependent when it comes to God. I will always be dependent when it comes to God. John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, everybody say no man. No man come unto the Father but by me. This is a biggie here this morning. The moment we take a grain of appreciation for what we are, we need to realize that we're nothing. We're nothing. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23. O Lord, I know that the way of a man is not in himself. It's not in man that walketh to direct his steps. I know this is a little different than I preach on Sunday morning, but I just felt real impressed to try to remind myself and everybody that's in this building that we are a needy people. We are a needy people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23. O Lord, I know that the way of a man is not in himself. Hallelujah. God helps us after we have lived for God for a while. I said, God help us after we have lived for God for a while if we become confident and cocky in our own strength and in our own determination and what we think we need, we know so much about. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. I wonder if there's been anybody here that's ever been just downright proud. Come on, I need some honest people here today. Hallelujah. Proud. Pride goeth before destruction. Pride's I would say it's the worst thing that ever happened to the devil. That's exactly right. It's the worst thing that ever happened to the poor guy. It's the worst sin that we could ever involve ourselves in and start capitalizing in. You know, I'm something. You know, I know something. You know, I heard a preacher. I didn't hear him personally, but I got a good reference from him. Said he knew more than any two preachers in the Bible, anybody in the world. He knew more about the Bible than anybody else. I wanted to move over and dodge the lightning. I'm going to tell you, I'm a poor, pitiful creature just like you are. We need to save ourselves from this untoward generation. And the only way we can do it is let God get involved and do it himself.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. And a haughty spirit before a fall. When we get to bragging and saying, you know, I'm one more Christian. I just don't have the temptations everybody else has. You better shake yourself. You better wake up. Hallelujah. When you get haughty, especially about the plan of salvation and this good Holy Ghost experience that we have. Hallelujah. We're just blessed to be here today. We are just blessed to be here today. Oh, alabaha satayana bakatayana bahaya. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. The way the Holy Ghost shook this place last Sunday morning and shook it last Sunday night. I'm going to tell you, you can believe what you want to believe, but I believe angels were singing with us Sunday night. I believe there was somebody that broke in and started trying to help us worship God the way he ought to be worshiped. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It happened Sunday morning and it happened Sunday night. And it may happen today. But we're not worthy of it happening. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Our pride can cause us to become mechanical. Hallelujah. Young preacher, your pride can cause you to become mechanical if you're not careful. Old preacher, your pride can cause your preaching to become mechanical. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was in Jerusalem 4 or 5 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, whenever it was. Hallelujah. Went to the Wailing Wall. That was one of the main places I wanted to go. I wanted to go to the Wailing Wall. And I will say this. They probably have good prayer meetings sometime. I was kind of disappointed myself. Now, like I said, I know that there's people that have wailed at that wall with tears rolling down their cheeks. I probably hit them at a bad moment. But... you know, and I really don't mean to criticize. It seemed like things had become, you know, mechanical. And I thought, well, you know, maybe that's the way they do it, mechanical. And then all of a sudden, they stop and they reach and they grab their cell phone. They're bad as we are. And then they go back again. And really, I'm not trying to be critical. We can get to where we're mechanical in the prayer room. I thank God for a church that's praying. Hallelujah. We got a good group of people. Every service that we have, an hour before service, there's prayer. And it's not because it's just God. You get something that's worth getting. Hallelujah. Jesus, help us, Lord. But mechanical. We can find ourselves in the prayer room. Being mechanical. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, you pray all your life, and I'm not talking about all the time because we hadn't, but you know, through your life, you try to have a prayer life, and you know what? You can pray enough. You know this. You can pray enough to where you can just be thinking praise words, you know. Lord, I love you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And you're already down at the corner somewhere, you know, and I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, help us to realize that we need him more than we've ever needed him before. Hallelujah. Story of Jesus Christ bearing the cross of Calvary. One of the most moving stories of his lifetime. Of headed that way with that heavy cross upon his back. With the back being torn to pieces with that cat of nine tails, and some say that cut all the way to the bone, the backbone. Those men learn how to slap that whip across the back and jerk the flesh from off the backbone, and yet not cut one major artery, so they'd take longer to die. And I can see him there with that cross on that torn up back, and there's people that's screaming and mocking and making fun, And he struggles, and he carries the cross, and he carries the cross. And the Catholic Church says that he fell down three times. I don't know if he fell down three times or not. Probably a good possibility. He was determined. He was carrying the cross to Golgotha the first time he fell. And he struggles to get up. And if it was three times, the second time, and the third time. Or maybe it was just one time, but whatever it was that fall that he could not get up again. He tried to get up, and he couldn't get up. And that's when Simon the Cyrenian was told to take that cross upon his back and to carry it. You know, it's hard to understand how that God manifests in the flesh, the Son of God, could ever get to a place that he just couldn't go any further. I'm telling you, in your Bible, God manifests in the flesh, got to a point in his life that he fell and he could not get up. He couldn't get up. It was beyond him getting up. Somebody else had to come and help him get up. He created himself in a way that he would be vulnerable. That's right. He put himself in a position that he knew under certain circumstances he could not go any further. And this preaches a message. And I preached along these lines several years ago. But this preaches a message to us that Jesus, hallelujah, showed us that he got to a point that he was dependent. He was so dependent. He cried out for help. He was so dependent. He could not get up from the cross he was bearing. He became dependent. I want to tell you, we are dependent here today. Don't get smart with yourself and smart with God and smart with fellow Christians that you know it all and you got it all handled and you don't need anybody's help. Nobody's going to stop you. You're on your way to heaven and you're going to make it no matter what anybody does. I want to tell you, you better hope somebody's with you. I said, you better hope that somebody's with you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because we are dependent on him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't become so spiritually arrogant that you make a fool out of yourself. Hallelujah. So we make it a high priority. We need to be in God's house and to live for him and serve him. Hebrews 10 and verse 24 and 25, forget not the assembling. There's something before that. Where is it at? And let us consider one another. There we go. You don't need to consider nobody if you're not a dependent on anybody or anything. Let us consider one another to provoke. You better thank God there's people in this church that loves you enough to provoke you. Come on, keep on. God'll be there for you. He'll make up the problem in your life. Let us consider one another to provoke. Hallelujah. Then I like it this, like unto love. I want you to do something that's going to hurt and something's going to influence people and probably make them mad, but I want you to do it. I want you to do it with love and to good works. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, by exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Not forsaking. You know, I was reading that, I think it was last night, that previous verse. Put it back up there for me if you would. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. Not forsaking. No, on above there. 24, verse 24. But let us consider one another and provoke one another, or provoke unto love and be good and to good works. Let us consider one another and provoke with love. Okay. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves. That ties together. It ties together with getting what you need from your brother and your sister to help you, to encourage you. You get that together with not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. That's when you get down to more business about this jolting and getting somebody's and giving them some good instruction. But exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. Hallelujah. We need to be close enough to each other that we can, when somebody's getting off track, to get them back on track in love and in mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Why so much the more? Hallelujah. Because the Lord's coming back. It implies to us that the Lord's coming back. And the more we're going to need him, the more we're going to need him. How many times have you had to get an adjustment? How many times have you fell off the wagon? How many times did you become independent and you was going to do what you wanted to do, and you forgot the importance of dependence? The Lord's coming back. Let's not brag and boast. I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven. I don't want to be left behind. I don't want there to be a grudge in my heart against anybody. I want to love everybody. I want to help everybody. I want to be willing to invest in people that are struggling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want you to be that way. I want you to be that way. Hallelujah. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Psalms 122 and verse 1. Hallelujah. Let us go into the house of the Lord. We still need what we find in the house of the Lord. We need his presence in the house of the Lord. You know, sometimes I come to this house and I feel so empty. Anybody ever felt that? Hallelujah. You feel like you're just so empty. It feels like every step is a struggle. Hallelujah. I tell you what, that's not the way it is when you leave the house of God. When you're doing what it says to do, and you got you've got the idea of what it's supposed to be like. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. But the best of us at times, hallelujah, when we find it's not in us to go on, hallelujah, that's the way it is. There comes time, hallelujah, that we need somebody with us. We need some people walking with us. We need brothers and sisters encouraging us. Hallelujah. When it starts reading almost depleted, we got to do something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To get the pressure back up and get the excitement back up. You just might as well accept it. There's going to be some things that are going to hurt you. They're going to injure you. There's going to be some things about the family and your children and your companion that's going to bother you. And you're going to feel like, you know, well, I just don't think I can take another step. That's when you need to realize, I got to depend upon the Lord. Hallelujah. He's got the answer to every situation. We're going to get through this circumstance and everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's another song. I can't even walk without him holding my hand. I like that one now. Ain't no sense in going anywhere if Jesus don't go with me. Hallelujah. There comes times the angels ain't going to do the job. We got to have Jesus with us. Is that what happened? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's a danger in losing that sense of dependence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 19, verse 10. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Hallelujah. The Old Testament worship was lost. Hallelujah. God, to a degree, left. Hallelujah. There was no one to cry, "Oh God, we need you. We need you." In the book of Ezekiel, there's a terrifying picture painted of Jehovah leaving the temple. I wonder what kind of picture this could be. Hallelujah. He never cried. He didn't cry. Nobody cried. What happened? Well, this is what happened. There'd been a table that had been built, and angels overshadowed this sacred place. And the Spirit of the Lord dwelt between the cherubims. And nobody was praying. Nobody cared. "Where you at? Don't you still love me? I'm the Lord God Jehovah. Come into this house." Something happened that had not happened after God only knows how long of calling and crying. "Oh, we don't need you. We don't have to have you. We're okay the way we are. We're Pentecostal. We're dressed right. Oh, yeah, we're special. We're God's people. He's not going to let anything happen. We are the sons of Abraham." It got so sick and so terrible that the Lord lifted off the cherubims and he walked to the door of the temple and he lingered there. At the threshold of the door. "What you doing? What you doing, God? I'm waiting for somebody to care. I'm waiting for somebody to call. I'm waiting for somebody to weep. Don't you need me anymore? It's not an urgent thing that has to be done anymore, huh? I thought you was dependent in me." And in the 18th verse of that same chapter, it goes on. From the threshold, God went to the eastern gate. Like a little boy packing his lunch, and I'm going to leave. "Daddy, I wish you'd cry for me to stay. I wish somebody would cry and say they need me. What are you going to do when your children get sick? What are you going to do when they're dying and you don't know how to pray and you don't know God? What are you going to do when the presence of the Lord is departed?" And so he lingers there and he looks down upon his people that he loves so much. And there was no call. There was no answer. The next scene we see is in the chapter 11, where the Bible lets us know that God Almighty turned his back. That's what happened to those ages of time when even the people of God became heathens and false worshipers. You can read it all the way to Malachi. Hallelujah. But the Lord, he stood there on that hill and turned and looked like he did on the mountain. Hallelujah. And he turned and he left. And for about 400 years, by and large, God left. It wasn't because God didn't want to give them what they needed. It was they were dependent. They were dependent. They didn't need God. I'm not going to finish this today. You know, if you got it in it, if you got it in you to get it, you can get it. If you don't, you'll be satisfied without it. Why don't we be dependents today as we stand? Come on. Come on. I'd like to hear a cry from this whole auditorium today. Don't leave me, God. I know you don't want to leave me. Hallelujah. He cried out, "Don't leave me, child. Don't leave me." Hallelujah. I'm here to bless you. I'm here to help you. Hallelujah. 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 I want to come and live with you. I want to get inside of you. I want to be born of you. Oh, help us, God. Don't leave our church. God, don't leave our church. Don't leave our church, God. Don't leave any individual here, God. I'd hate to see one person leave this place while everybody else came. Oh, to leave because they're dependent. Independent. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Oh, we're leaning on you, Lord. Jesus, touch us and stir us today, God. Oh, touch us and stir us today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Does anybody want to reverse this thing? Do you want to reverse it? God, we're not going to let you leave us. We're coming home. You said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Hallelujah. Don't leave us, God. Don't leave us, God. Don't leave us, God. Don't leave us, God. Don't let us be complacent, God. Oh, Jesus, in your name, 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 in your name. Alabati alabai. Oh, God, cry out to the Lord. Cry out to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Jesus came for you today. Give it to him. It don't take long. Just give it to him. God, I gotta have help, Lord. Oh, I need you, Jesus. I really do love you, God. I'll do anything you want me to do, God. I'll go anywhere you want me to go, God. Come on, let's praise him. Cry out to the Lord. Cry out to God. That's it. That's it. That's the Holy Ghost. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. God, I can't live without it. I'm going to do everything you want me to do. I'm going to walk in the Holy Ghost with you, Lord. I'm going to walk in the Holy Ghost with you, Jesus. That's it. That's it. Let it flow. Let it flow. Give it to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Oh, I'm not going to be a dependent. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be independent, God. I'm going to depend on you, Jesus. I'm going to depend on you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's got a broader path for you. I want you to believe it. Hallelujah. Raise her up to be a voice, God. Raise her up, oh God, to be a light, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh,
I believe in Jesus. Oh, Riada Badia Lava, Sunday Yadava, Tanda Yadava. Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, every one of us. Hallelujah. Personally, every one of us. Jesus. Come on, soak it up today. Oh God, I love you, Lord. Oh God, don't fall short. Hallelujah. Depend on the Lord with all of your heart. Depend on Him with all of your heart. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Oh, God. Come on. We need each other. Hallelujah. We can't always carry the cross. Hallelujah. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Oh, God, help us. Help me, Lord. I love you, God. Oh, God, we want to do everything you want us to do, God. We want to be everything you want us to be, God. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Help us encourage each other, Lord. Oh, God, help us encourage each other, God. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I need you, Lord. We need you, God. We need you, God. We need you, Jesus. Oh, we can't make it without you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why don't we stand and praise Him? Let's thank Him that we're a dependent. I'm a dependent, Lord. Oh, I'll do what I can do, but Lord, I'm a dependent. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, God. We're dependent on you. We're dependent on you, Jesus. Holy Ghost. Oh, yes. Oh, we'll never make heaven our home. We don't depend on you, Jesus. You have the answer. You're the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. With you, all things are possible. Oh, I love you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Come on, tell Him today. I've been depending on you, Lord. I'm going to keep on depending on you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I can't do it all by myself. I cannot do it. Oh, without without you we're nothing, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for filling us, Lord. Thank you for thrilling us, Lord. Thank you for giving us hope, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, you're always there. You're always there. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Just do it all. Hallelujah. Let him do it. Surrender everything to him. Oh, I believe you, Lord. I believe you, Lord. I believe you, Lord. You're so precious, God. Oh, God. God, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. We love you, Jesus. Jesus, I love you, Jesus, I love you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, just give it to him. Lord, I'm a dependent. Oh, I'm a dependent. I want to totally. I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you, Jesus. I depend on you. Let that go. Let it go. Hallelujah. I'm dependent on it, Jesus. Oh, I depend on you, Jesus. Depend on you, Jesus. Oh, I depend on you, Jesus. Oh, alabakanda yalabaha santa yalabaha da yalabaha. Praise your Lord, praise your Lord.